If you cut this seed vessel across with a penknife, you will find inside it some tiny young green seeds. Within the flower of the snowdrop, you can see some green stripes on the white leaves. And as you are looking closely at it, you may perhaps notice that the flower has a sweet smell. Both the smell and the green marks attract flying insects to the flower and guide them down into its honey cup. These insects, as you know, carry the pollen dust from flower to flower and so help the snowdrops to form their seeds. Why do the flowers of the snowdrop hang down their head? If they didn't do so, the heavy rains of early spring would soon wash all the honey out of their cups and the pollen dust from their dust spikes. In February, the insects go to sleep in the afternoon, and then too, the snowdrop shuts its blossoms. They do not open till the next morning when the insects are again on the wing. Do you know any other plant which is very much like the snowdrop? After the snowdrop has gone, the pretty yellow daffodil appears in the woods during March and April. If you pull a daffodil to pieces, you will find that in the number of its parts and in the way in which they are arranged, it is very like the snowdrop. The daffodil, or lent lily, as it is also called, grows very well in the garden or in a flower pot. You must plant the bulbs in the autumn and they will flower in the next spring.